Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, some sad news to pass along. Wayne Osmond, known for his role in the iconic Osmond Family, has died at the age of 73. That's pretty young. He's the brother of Donnie and Marie, of course, the stars of the 1970s variety show Donnie and Marie. And he sang with his brothers in the barbershop group known as the Osmonds. Wayne's family says he had a massive stroke and died on Wednesday, which would have been New Year's Day.
I grew up watching the Osmonds. That makes me sad. I wish you wouldn't say the 70s. Just say the Donnie and Marie show.
Thank
really,
you.
Really, really long makes me feel too old. Ago. Billions of years
I'm not laughing at the guy's death. I remember him, the other Osmond. It's sort of like the Jacksons, right? Michael was the one out front, but all the brothers were in the background and sisters. But the same with the Osmonds. And didn't they have a show in Branson for a while?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, they had ties to Andy Williams, and Andy Williams had the show in Branson, so it would make sense that they had some connection
and
there, too.
And it might have been minus Donnie, but I think some of the Osmond brothers had performances in Branson for a while. He might have been down there.
They just seem to be the nicest people.
Yeah, they
all
really
of
did.
Them. So I'm really sorry to hear that.
Apple has agreed to pay out $95 million to settle a 5-year class action lawsuit. This lawsuit stems from a 2019 report that Apple quality control contractors could hear sensitive information that had accidentally been recorded when people would say on their phones, and I'm sorry, "Hey Siri." The clips apparently included medical information, criminal activity, and even in some cases, I'm sorry, my phone's going off right now as I say that, and even in some cases, sexual encounters.
Oh my gosh.
Apple users who are part of this class action lawsuit could get a whopping $20. It says up to $20, so maybe you only get 10.
I know it's a class action suit, but I wonder what proof they had that Apple was listening in.
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know, a bigger problem is many people have smart TVs that listen to what you're saying as well. Yeah. So whether you know it or not.
Well, yeah, because you are looking at something or you're watching a commercial, and then it's almost as if your phone's picking up whatever you're watching on TV, and then that advertisement pops up on your feed.
Yeah, don't you just assume that everything in your house is listening?
You should.
It is.
Yes.
You should.
I agree. Heads up, bags of broccoli sold by Walmart are being recalled in 20 states, including Illinois, over listeria concerns. The recall involves 12-ounce bags of washed, ready-to-eat, market-side broccoli florets. The potentially contaminated broccoli is past the best-if-used-by date. It was December 10th, but they're saying, even though it's no longer in stores, people, I guess, may have frozen at the broccoli for later use. The good news is no illnesses have been reported. But how many times have we been talking about listeria, E. coli? Every week, it's a new recall.
Yeah, you'd think we'd be past this. It's odd.
Well, I don't know what else you can do. I mean, I'm glad I'm not a lazy broccoli eater. We usually buy the big spears of it, and you cut it up ourselves at Schnucks or Deerberg's or wherever we happen to have shopped that day. But still, I saw an ad the other day. It's funny because I was probably talking about this, and then this ad popped up. Some lady's selling something you can squirt on your vegetables that's supposed to clean them.
Yeah.
Well, they say use vinegar and something else. Soak it.
Like
the fruits and vegetables I get all the nasty stuff off.
Broccoli will never harm me. I will not eat it.
Oh, there you go.
I should share the picture I found of what was noted on my broccoli from a very nice store.
Oh.
It was a bug. And I had cooked it and washed it. Still there.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Heads up, if you have travel plans this year, you will be required to have that real ID in order to fly as of May 7th. That's even on domestic flights. We've been talking about this for how long, but the enforcement of it has been delayed for years, in part, I think, because of COVID. You also could be required to show that real ID to enter some federal buildings.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I hope people paid attention. Missouri fought this forever and ever and ever and finally gave in. I went ahead and did it, I don't know, 6 months ago, whenever my license was up the last time.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Really not that much of a hassle to get it done, but some people feel like they're giving up too much. But pretty soon you're not going to be able to go to the airport mm-hmm. with your driver's license. You can still take your passport with you and get away with it, but I don't know.
Well, I was one document short. When I went to renew my license, I'd forgotten about the real ID, and they asked if I wanted to do that. Well, you need, I guess, a little bit more documentation for the real ID. So heads up, it is not the same as what you would typically need. I did not know that, so mm-hmm. I do not have one yet. All right, last one, and that is, speaking of traveling, of flying, a recent survey finds more women plan to travel solo this year. I have some girlfriends who have done this. The survey from Future Partners finds nearly 40% of women are considering a solo trip in 2025. And just for some perspective, that's up 8% from last year. One travel group based out of Colorado says its service are particularly popular among older women. They're doing a lot of these adventure traveling.
Are they single? Or are they just leaving their husbands at home?
It's both.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, dang. I better check in with the wife on that.
Michelle, are you listening? Are you planning some solo trips?
She's already learned to haul the camper all over the place. She didn't really need me anymore. Holy cow. All right. Coming up, we'll talk to Congressman Eric Burleson about the vote in a few hours for a new U.S. House Speaker.
Get more at 971talk.com.